This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Now, spinning Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen was at the mercy of needing help from his teammates here, and he got it. Meanwhile, McLeod's to the slot, scores! Alex Tuck! On a great feed from McLeod in the slot, and the Sabres get the lead back. It is 2-1 with 16:08 to go in the second period.
One of your moments of the game, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Tage was magical last night. UPL was great. It was a great game. Exciting game, fun game, highlight reel plays. And Dahlin, advanced numbers against McDavid, did pretty well.
The McLeod line
did pretty well.
Ryan McLeod against McDavid. He had like one of the best games all year that anyone's had against McDavid. Like, he came out ahead on shot attempts and expected goals, playing mostly against McDavid. That being said, the Oilers did hit four posts last night. Could have very easily gone the other way.
Great opportunity to bring in our senior goaltending correspondent, Owen Parker. Now, Owen, as a goalie, you play and a team hits four posts.
Yeah.
Is that...
including three in the first period.
Yeah.
Is that, A, I played my angles perfectly and they had nothing to shoot at, or is that Mr. Post?
Yeah, I think that depends on the kind of night you're having.
Okay.
I think last night, that is, UPL had a great night, and he was playing his angles all perfectly. Especially early when you get a few, it can definitely rattle you. But then, depending on kind of how you're feeling and where your head's going, you can kind of go, oh, I'm getting lucky. It must be my night. Yeah. Or you can go, I might be circling the drain here.
One of those saves was so nuts that I wish they didn't show the posts. You know, you're watching the game live, and he's going from his right to left, and it looks like he gets a blocker over on a wide open net, and the crowd goes, you know, bonkers.
Yeah.
And then you turn, it hit the post. Like, don't, you know what? Don't show me the replay. Let me believe he got there.
You usually hear it, though.
This one you didn't.
You didn't hear this one at all?
No, one of the posts sounded like it hit him.
Okay.
It hit the post. So.
Sometimes you get those dead thunky
posts.
Yeah,
there was one of those.
It can throw you off.
So, well, the Sabres win and break their losing streak. We'll talk with an Ottawa guest because Dylan Cousins last night had... First off, Ottawa won a very important game in a playoff race. And the goalie that won was Linus Ullmark. And the guy that scored the game-winning goal was Dylan Cousins. So welcome back to this routine. Which is, whatever, it's fine.
You just don't have to worry. You don't have to worry.
Watch the Cousins goal for one thing. It's a power play goal. It's not like he did anything unbelievable.
The net was wide open.
Yes, but...
but he did, yeah.
Watch his reaction. And even if you're mad at Dylan Cousins, you're going to feel... I felt really happy for him. Like...
yeah. Yeah.
In home building deadline acquisition, it's Big Bear Bernier scoring a goal for the Sabres. In Ottawa, they must be thrilled about how it's gone, and they're in the thick of a race, and he scored their game-winning goal.
I've seen one reason they are in the thick of the race. I saw a couple of Ottawa people, like Ullmark is Allmark is playing amazing.
Well, there you go.
Like, they traded a first-round pick to get him, and he's living up to it.
803-0550. On the Bills, moves, Milton Williams, big deal with the Patriots. One of the number one defenders on the market, a penetrator from the interior. He goes to New England.
Josh Sweat to Arizona. Yeah, so that's another big move. It's off the table.
Josh Sweat for money that you probably would have paid. I mean, it's less than $20 million per year.
Yeah.
J.C. Horn gets a deal with the Panthers.
Yep.
That probably shows you that Christian Benford's number is going to be big. Because Horn is not a super accomplished, decorated corner. He's a good young corner. And that might be Christian Benford that's going to be getting $20 million in that neighborhood. So we'll see. Get some calls in as well. Jeremy and Joe, good Tuesday morning. Dan in North Tonawanda is up. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I'm still trying to understand this whole Palmer move. I mean, from everything that I can see, if I want to do like a Bills comparison, I mean, the closest production level I can come up with is like a 2022 Isaiah McKenzie type player. And I thought that is what Curtis Samuel was supposed to be, a speedy guy who can get separation. And I don't know if it's just because of the injury or what, but to me, we already had that guy on the team. And why we're paying $36 million for him when we could have had Matt Collins for I mean, if we're going to play this, it's got a lot of vibes of this, like Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers playing the money ball routine as opposed to just giving him the weapon, like just refusing to give him the weapon. Ever since Diggs left, that seems like what we're doing. And I'm trying to wrap my head around it, and I'm having a really hard time doing it.
Fair enough.
We're going to go with twos and threes. I mean, I don't know enough about the guy to completely, you know, trash on him, but he's definitely at best a two, ideally a three. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to be rolling out there with twos and threes, I don't get how you're going to get any better when you're going against the likes of now, for example, in Pittsburgh, they've got Pickens and now Metcalf.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you're everybody else around you is getting better and you're staying the same. That's what I don't understand.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate a lot of what you just said, especially the part about everyone out there is getting better and you're staying the same. I like the Palmer signing, and it's to me, like, let's go in order of what you said. It's not McKenzie because McKenzie played the slot. It's not Curtis Samuel who best plays inside and in the backfield.
Yeah.
The key designation is that this is a boundary receiver, and they have neglected that position badly for 5 years. I want to say 5 years.
Since they traded for Diggs?
Diggs was very good at it, but even he wasn't like an X. He's more of the Z often.
For him, what's their biggest move on the outside?
How about just their biggest move since trading for him at receiver? It's Keon Coleman,
right?
Right, drafting a guy in the second round
who we're still not even sure that's where he's
and they're a little bit
should be playing.
Right, they may be worried about it. The point overall, though, about staying the same, not giving him the number one weapon. I watched Josh Norris and Hayden Winks break down this move and what it means for the Bills, the good things about Palmer, and maybe some shortcomings and what it is. And they referred to him as a really nice player. We like a lot. Probably a receiver three. And for some reason, like they kind of, this was their take, the Bills really look like a team that does not want to have a guy at the top of the pecking order.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is that a good idea? I don't think so. They did score 31 points. It's, to me, an endless conversation. You kind of go in a circle. It's chicken or the egg. Guys, how could you be mad? They scored 30 points a game, 31 points a game last year. Had their best offense in team history, I think. Yeah. Imagine how much better it could have been. That's how I look at it. I look at it as, why are we settling for what it was? I think it actually could continue to be better with a freak show out there, somebody amazing. And it really isn't anymore. And this is another thing. How many wins are they going to get next season? I don't care. Are they going to win the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
What's more important next season? How many points they score per game or what they do on the final drive on the road in Kansas City? What's more important is the final drive.
Yeah.
And the final drive against Kansas City last year when they needed it the most, they're throwing screen passes because no one can beat man coverage down the field.
Yeah.
So it is a specified need that they had long neglected, and their draft pick of Coleman was not going to fix this. He can play a role, but he's just not exactly what this was supposed to be, and Palmer is a little bit better there. He's not their burner. He's a 4-5 guy that gets open.
Yeah.
So the draft might still bring you a third-round pick that is your 4-4, 4-3 kind of speed guy.
Right, and there's a spot for that in the depth chart, really.
Yes.
Just to fill in for what Hollins does. Or just to fill his spot. You would be doing different things. Hollins, though, ran routes down the field a lot, right? Even though he wasn't a burner.
Right.
He ran routes down the field. So that's the other thing that, you can say, if Norris and Winks are saying, like, the Bills feel like a team that doesn't want a guy at the top. I mean, as of now, it does look like that. But the other thing about Palmer is Palmer's not so good or so expensive that he really completely prevents me from doing something else. Like, he doesn't stop you. If there's a receiver you really like in the second round.
Oh, yeah.
Late, you're going to be at the end of the second round, right? And there's a receiver there that you really like. I don't think you're going, I can't do that. I just paid Josh Palmer $12 million a year. That's not a lot anymore. So, to me, it's kind of the perfect level if you want something else to still happen. It's the perfect level of receiver that they signed. I want someone at the top, sure, and I think it would have helped them a lot if they had found their way to DK Metcalf, for instance. And I also don't want to just assume that they're not going to want that. How many big-name receivers have really changed hands since they traded Diggs?
Metcalf.
Metcalf is one.
This is where
we thought Ayuk was going to, but he has not.
He still might.
Like that's the other part of it. Is there really? I could probably count on. I could go and probably find a couple that I'm forgetting about. But I bet I could count on one hand the amount of opportunities they've had that we would have said, "Oh, that's putting a guy right at the top of the depth chart."
Would Hollywood Brown classify for that?
Not really. I don't think so. He would have been kind of like Palmer.
He might think
he's better, but that is he's providing a role for me. But I'm not. He's not. Number one receiver, 100 target guy anymore.
No, I mean, those guys are really hard to come by, of course. Like, you would have to trade for Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave or
right.
a healthy IU.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, I'll believe if Metcalf, I guess they didn't trade for. When a guy like that is available and they pass on it, like, that to me is more they don't want a guy at the top.
A good way to say this is, and again, we talk about receiver a lot, but you're a team, not just the Bills. You want one. This is your point. Where do you get one? How do you do it? You've got to draft one and hope it works out. How did Jacksonville get theirs? They drafted him. Brian Thomas Jr. looks like that he's it.
Right.
The Giants get theirs. They drafted him. And
if
you're the Bills and you're drafting late in the first round, let's say that Brandon Bean wants a guy like this. He wants his next Diggs. How do you even get that? It's not easy to do. They're not available. It's the same as a premier pass rusher. You can't just go out and get one. Oh, Myles Garrett's available. All right, let's make that happen. No, he didn't move.
Right.
Okay. It's slim pickings at the very top of that skill set. So thanks, Dan. I think, like I said, I think everything you said is fair. it comes down to expectations, and Palmer was a reasonable expectation. One thing about the money on Palmer, you pointed out, like $12 million a year average. We'll see what it really is, the real numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Brown re-signed with Kansas City for $11 million, and Jeremy Fowler was reporting that the Bills, he believed, and the Chiefs believed, that the Bills wanted Hollywood Brown. They don't get Hollywood Brown, who would have filled this role pretty much, I think, like a vertical guy, outside guy. Maybe he's a two for one. I'm kind of surprised that Brown got as little as he did, but he was hurt most of last year. Anyway, 803-0550. Michael Hoyt will be really interesting to talk about. We'll get to Sal at the top of the hour on Michael Hoyt.
Just to round out this conversation, I asked, like, how many opportunities have they had? So since the Bills traded Diggs, there have been 10 wide receiver trades in the NFL. Metcalf is now the most expensive at a second-round pick. The next two were Devontae Adams and Amari Cooper.
Yeah. So they got
two trades that the Bills, one made, and the other one tried. We think they wanted to make.
Yep. That's right. And Devontae Adams, this time around, they might have been interested, but he went to L.A., and that looks like a nice fit for him. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Another beautiful day on the way. Free agency rolling, and lots and lots of juicy stuff in the NFL. The Patriots, the Jets go with Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Big money for him. Starting quarterback money. I'm at some point, I'm ready for my grouchy, grumpy old man rant about people getting mad about money getting spent in the NFL. Some of these people, I'm ready for a small rant about it. That'll be fun. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Jump on with us here on WGR.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.